Good morning. Well, the Australian share market's going to have a tough time of it in opening trade on Wednesday. SPY futures ended at their lowest ebb of the after-hour session with a decline of 1%. So that was a fall of around 64 points, and it reflects a very eventful session as far as the Northern Hemisphere markets are concerned, but most particularly what went on in the United States, where we saw the leading indices end either at or around session lows. It was the technology stocks that led the decline, with the NASDAQ down by 1.7%. The S&P 500 was down by around 1.6%, and the Dow Jones was down by 1.2%. So what we have seen, in short, has been an escalation of the tensions between the United States and China. And ahead of the trade talks, which are set to begin in Washington in a day's time, the optimism around progress being made is extremely low. Ambitions for this meeting were already pretty modest ahead of the developments of the last day, but now they have certainly gotten to a very low level. The origins of the issue really are to be found at the weekend, and it all started with the NBA and the Houston Rockets. So this team was seen as tweeting messages of support to the democracy protesters in Hong Kong. That rankled the Chinese, and what they've done is that they've blocked the transmission of NBA games, a certain number of them. And that was seen as a pretty aggressive move by the US administration. Whether or not this was seen as a direct response, but the US has basically put a number of Chinese companies on a blacklist, if you like, which will prevent them from doing business with US companies and the US government. And in addition to that, the US has placed visa restrictions on Chinese officials. So we are moving into a new level in relation to the rancor between the United States and China. And under these circumstances, it's very difficult to envisage any concessions being made between the two sides in relation to trade, and that is very disappointing for the market. So it's a question of whether or not we see an acceleration in the selling in regional trade today. That's probably the most important thing to look out for. Elsewhere, we actually saw some producer inflation numbers on the economic front in the US, which were actually their weakest in 6 months. So inflationary outcomes continue to subside where the global picture is concerned. That certainly leaves the Fed with plenty of room to be cutting rates as far as the near term is concerned. You're actually on the subject of rates. You might hear something or see something today in terms of headlines around the Fed introducing new quantitative easing measures. It's important to be seen in the correct light, that statement. Basically, what the Fed has announced is that in recent times they've had some challenges in terms of managing very short-term interest rates, and these measures are seen to be addressing that and addressing the liquidity in short-term interest rate markets. It's not a reinvigoration of the asset purchasing program that was a feature of the period after the global financial crisis. That's important to note. On the local front today, we'll be looking forward to the monthly measure of consumer confidence, bearing in mind these sentiment surveys are well below their historical averages. So there's no reason to expect anything different today from that survey. And the Aussie dollar is actually doing reasonably well under the circumstances at 67.3 US cents.